Self-compassion meditation. This self-compassion meditation is based on the work of Kristen Neff. Self-compassion is the practice of bringing loving and tender feelings towards ourself. It's helpful to practice self-compassion when we're going through a hard time. Start this meditation by getting comfortable in your chair. Ease into your chair and make sure your weight is evenly distributed on the seat. Gently close your eyes and rest your hands in your lap. Make sure your feet are planted firmly on the floor. Take a deep breath and let go of any tension and tightness in your body. Let it melt away. Now turn your attention to your breathing. Notice your breath as you slowly and steadily breathe in and breathe out. Observe where in your body you feel your breath most. Is it in your nose, your throat, your chest, or belly? Rest your attention on those places where you feel your breath most. In this calm, relaxed state, soften your heart and bring your awareness to your innate feelings of kindness and compassion. As you gently breathe, let kindness and compassion flow through you. Now begin to get in touch with a situation with your teen that you find difficult. You might not want to pick the hardest situation, but one where you feel like you're struggling. Identify this situation and call to mind whatever it is that makes it difficult. What's happening? Why is it hard? Bring this situation to life in your mind's eye. To practice self-compassion for this difficult situation, you'll need to remember three phrases. The first phrase acknowledges that the situation is hard. In a kind and non-judgmental way, you're acknowledging the difficulty you're facing. Say to yourself the phrase, "This situation is hard," or simply, "I'm struggling." Say this phrase as if you would to a friend who is going through a rough time. This is hard. The second phrase you will say to yourself is, "Suffering is a part of life." With this phrase, you are reminding yourself that suffering is part of our common humanity. It's not unusual for people to struggle. At some point in life, everyone comes up against challenges and difficulty. That's just part of being human. So this second phrase helps you remember this. Suffering is a part of life. The third phrase is, may I be kind to myself. Say this phrase to yourself gently and tenderly. To emphasize this kindness to yourself, find a physical gesture that soothes you. It might be placing a hand on your heart or holding one hand gently in the other. Let your warm touch reinforce your warm words. Now, with language that one good friend would use with another, tell yourself it's going to be okay. Express to yourself the deep wish that you will be well, happy, and free from suffering. Allow your heart to open and for kindness and compassion to flow through you. Bring this practice to a close by focusing your attention back on your breathing. Allow yourself to continue to breathe naturally and rhythmically. And when you're ready, open your eyes and bring your attention back to the room.